With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, along with Bill Newell, and we are at the Sylvan Street Grill with owner Ernie Tremblay. And Ernie, it's a great pleasure for us to be here. Thank you for inviting us in.
You're quite welcome.
Let's get started here with a little bit about the background of your getting into the business. But before we do that, a little bit about your maybe where you went to high school and so on, and your background in the area, because I do know you did play a little bit of sports. So what's your background?
I went to Danvers High, graduated a long time ago in 1968, and grew up in the family business. It was Vic's Driving for many years, which had the mini golf course and the motel, which many people remember.
Forgot about
and,
that.
So we converted 28 years ago from Vic's to Sylvan Street Grill, which was my lifelong dream. Mm-hmm. So here we are 28 years later.
How did you get into the business? I mean, from the family business, but were you working here as a kid? Did you learn the business that way, or how'd that go?
I did. Started at a very young age. I used to work outside, then I gravitated into the restaurant part of it. I went to UNH, told my father I wanted to be a painting contractor, and he had a few choice words and said, no, we didn't send you to UNH to be a painting contractor. We sent you to be a restaurant person. So here I am.
Well, Ernie, about this restaurant business, I mean, the obvious question would be, you know, 28 years ago, what did the place look like? How does it look now? And there are multiple locations too.
Yeah, we've remodeled quite a bit over the course of the years to try to stay current. I'm third generation, and I'm proud to have my middle son Cody kind of taken over. So it's become more a reflection of his personality. I've always said that being in the restaurant business, it should be a reflection of your personality. And he's kind of taken over, and he's gravitated to more craft beers and different stuff like that. So it's really evolving a little bit differently under his guidance. But we're very excited. Sales is still growing. The Salisbury location has been 24 years this October, which we're very proud of. And the Bradford Tavern, the former Sydney and Hampton, is now going to be 7 years old this October as well. So keeps me busy.
Excuse me. The mix that you have in the Peabody Sylvan Street, and I've been to the Salisbury one a few times, to me is very interesting, because so you have sort of like a sports pub that is always going. It's always hopping in there with food and all the memorabilia and all the television screens. And then you have a family dining area that's gigantic. So, you know, you talk about the personality. How much of that is you and or maybe your families that you brought into that? Because I find this really a really interesting mix.
Well, the bar in Peabody is kind of its own. I've always wanted a neighborhood bar, that sports bar type thing. We were the first ones to have plasma TVs back in the day, when they were eight times the cost of what they are now. We were one of two places that had satellite TV in sports when the Patriots were blacked out, so we were one of two or three places in the entire North Shore that you could watch a Patriots game back in the day. That's changed, obviously. But the bar is kind of it is. It's totally different. And in the dining room, we ensure we were able to do a lot of functions, a lot of groups. We pride ourselves in execution, so we do a lot of groups of 20 or 30 off the menu, which not a lot of people can do. So that's my strength, is the execution part of it, and we've always maintained that. So we're very proud of that.
How do you personally now kind of divide time among the three different restaurants and their focuses and development?
Well, I'm around every. I go to every restaurant every day. The Sylvan Street's again. As I say, Cody being the fourth generation, I don't want to be the old man that hangs out and second guesses him. He's kind of become the decision maker. I spend quite a bit of time at Bradford Tavern in the evenings, because we do a lot more functions there. So, I still go every day to all three stores.
You know, last time we were here, I mentioned the fact that on the North Shore, my wife has a saying, you can throw a rock without, and you're going to hit a restaurant. You're going to hit a really nice restaurant. You can't go anywhere in the area without hitting a place that's really good quality. And that said, Sylvan Street, you know, it's just a giant in the area. how do you view the competition, and how do you guys stay where you are?
It, you know, they always say competition is good for you. I mean, it, you know, it's hard. It's hard to grow all the time because it's consistently, it seems like there's a new restaurant opening up every six months or so. But it also makes you stronger. And so we're very proud that we've been here for 28 years. I think the challenge now, every year you have different challenges, whether it's food costs, 1 year, labor, whatever. In this particular environment, with the unemployment so low, the real challenge is getting labor. There's so many restaurants, so many seats out there, and the challenge is not only to get front of the house people, but back of the house as well.
Mm-hmm. How is I want to talk about that in a second, but how has technology gotten into the business? Has it changed your business at all? Let me get this rolling again. In a lot of stuff, technology has just taken over, whether it's with you know, social media or whatever, but I don't know about, as you mentioned, the front and the back. Has technology changed over the years with the restaurant business, something that you guys have to keep up with?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned social media. We just brought in a girl to handle all our social media for all three stores, which we're very excited about. But the collection of data with technology has been immensely helpful as far as item sales report and different sales per hour type things. The foods are in the back of the house. The new technology with some of the equipment is just phenomenal, and we're able to save time and money and labor by investing in some of the new technology-driven ovens and whatever. So it's changed. It's changed our business tremendously.
I think folks would be interested in your take on the labor situation. So you mentioned the low unemployment rate, you know, certainly in the state, and this is a business. Your business it's a big business across the country. Obviously, the restaurant business, food and hospitality, and so on. So, tell us about the impact of the labor market, and you know, and the changes in that as well, and what that means for you as a restaurant owner.
I think that first of all, there's a shortage as well, but the difficulty for us is that we invest a lot of money in training, and it's a two-week training course, which is a challenge for some of the kids that don't particularly care to go through a training period. So there's a huge investment right off the beginning, and the ability to keep them in around is a real challenge. To invest, we're probably talking about $500 per employee in our training. And if they come and go within a 3 or 4 month period, that's a big investment that we've just lost. So we do our best to retain people. That's probably the biggest challenge at this particular point, is retaining good people. And we've been lucky. We've retained a lot of good people over the years. So we've got people that have been with us 20 plus years. So we're very proud of that.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, and that speaks a lot, obviously, to the culture of the business. And I want to ask you about that. Is the culture the same, and I use that word very loosely, but among the three restaurants here, Bradford and up in Sylvan Street, because, as I said, I haven't been in Bradford, but I've been to Sylvan Street up in Salisbury, and it seems it's not a clone of this place, but the feeling is very similar, and the help is similar, and so on.
I think the culture is pretty close, and we're proud of that. I think that each one has their own physical limitations or physical differences. The bar in Salisbury is right in the middle of the dining room, which is good and bad. It will never be Peabody because we enjoy a separate part of the building. But the culture, I believe, is the same. It's not as sports-driven because of that. But, you know, we're very proud of it. We've been there, as I said, 24 years, and sales continue to grow up there. It's a little different up there because you don't have as much competition up there. So we seem to be a little more to everybody up there than we are here because there's less competition. So therefore, and we have a bigger function room, a private function room, so we do a fair amount of functions as well.
Ernie, I don't know if you have any more questions on the restaurant business, but maybe talk a little bit about sports. So you're still following sports as closely as ever. Does that sound right? In outside of the business?
Absolutely. I mean, I've had three boys that were 6.5 years apart. So I coached youth football, youth soccer, lacrosse, basketball, you name it, for over 30 years. So it goes back to what my passion, obviously, is football. I played a couple years in college as well. But what I learned in youth sports and what I learned in high school carries with me this today, and therefore we do the annual banquet, football banquet, every year, which is sponsored by WBOQ, who's been a wonderful partner. This coming January will be our 15th annual dinner, and we're very proud of that. It's one of the highlights of my career. One of my highlights of the year is to be able to sit in there and listen not only about the athletic achievements, but the achievements of the individual football player as well.
First thing, one of the first things you see when you come into the Sylvan Street restaurant is these pictures of, I think it's mostly Danvers High School kids, but also Players of the Week and so on, and they're all up and down the hallways, and that goes back a few years as well.
This will be our 15th year, and I kid them all because I say as soon as they're 21, they know where they can come. So they can show these people that they made the Player of the Week as well. We also have every Employee of the Month we have on our wall since 1989.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty neat in that people that have moved out of the state or whatever will always come back and they'll show their kids that they were Employee of the Month in June of 1991. And of course the kids don't believe them, and then they can come in and right on the wall is the placard of the former employee that was here. So it's kind of cool.
And I know with the kids, your kids growing up, so you were kind of in the sphere of Masco football, right? I mean, you certainly were very aware of Masco football and, of course, all the North Shore football teams in the area back number of years ago.
Yes, I was the founding board of Masco football. So to see that program advance to the stage it is now, I'm very proud. There were so many great fathers that put it together, and I can remember going up against North Andover, who had a wonderful program at the beginning, and we were just this little startup program. And to see how much it's come, it's amazing how I believe they have one of the better youth programs in the area.
You know, you talk about that, and you have we talked a while back about when you're in the business a while, like Bill and I have been, and we see turnover. And you talked about some of the coaches and athletic directors that you've known over the years. And the other thing I want to ask you about is being a neighbor in the town, because this isn't like a restaurant in the middle of a town or a city, because you're adjacent to so many highways here. But do you have any stories or memory about a coach, dealing with a coach or an athletic director or a team? And I think you mentioned once before something about that, and you're so knowledgeable about all the teams in the area. Anything come to mind about your relationship with some of these coaches or ADs?
Well, Jim Pugh is one that I'm very fond of. He coached my first boy, and he had been at Masco for quite a while. He then coached my youngest kid for a year, and then he decided to retire. And then the next thing you know, he's coaching at Malden Catholic, and then lo and behold, he's at Hamilton Wenham, and I'm happy for him. But my son saw him at the restaurant in Salisbury, and he had his blue and gold on for blue and yellow for Malden Catholic, and he went up to him. He's coach, I'm not feeling this at all. I'm not feeling this. This is, you're not in your red, you know. So it was pretty cool. It was pretty funny.
But, under Coach Pugh and all the support people at Masco football, you're right about that. And they had some great games with North Andover over the years. And I'm trying to think. North Reading was pretty powerful for a while there. Maybe I'm wrong. But all the Pentuckets and Tritons, I mean, there was a run there where that was a great league. And not that it isn't now, but with North Andover and with some of these other schools. Wilmington was in that mix for a while in the KPN League, right. They obviously had some great football contests. And what I also remember about Coach Pugh is that he would schedule the toughest non-league opponents leading up to that league schedule back when the schedule looked a little bit different.
Yeah, I'm a little bit saddened by the lack of rivalries that now. I mean, it's hard. It's very difficult to to watch the different leagues form, to for Masco in their particular case not to have their annual Thanksgiving with North Andover. It's different. It's and it, as it's seen, it's changing again this year with the Northeastern Conference. So I think as an old timer, you'll the kids won't have the enjoyment of the true rivalries that we grew up, whether it's Beverly Danvers or Peabody Salem, that type of thing. But you know, again, it's time has changed, enrollments have changed, and it is what it is.
Do you have any this is just a question off the top of my head. Do you have any personal relationships with or still acquaintances or rivals or guys you played sports with over the years?
Not, I mean, it's been a while in high school, so we used to be close with the captains of the Beverly football team and Peabody, but no, I haven't seen any of them for quite a while. Just a quick story. My junior year was the first year that the Danvers became the Falcons. Mm-hmm. That was when Russ Frable back in the day came in from Ohio, and as a sophomore, my orientation to high school football was at Hurd Stadium when we were called the Onion Towners, and it was my first year playing varsity, and we were getting onions thrown at us from the stands. And so thank you, Russ Frable, for changing the name to the Falcons, because that wasn't very much fun. It was pretty interesting.
Well, hold on, Bill. I was just going to say, you know, people still throw fish up at the Gloucester rink, so, you know,
that's part of the deal. Yeah, it is.
It's funny, we talk about all these schools changing their nicknames from, you know, the Native American kind of nicknames like Sachems and so on, but onions, it brings it home in a pretty bold way.
Sure no does.
No more comment on that one. Ernie, anything else you want to mention? Because I know it's a great atmosphere here. I love it. I love talking sports, and most people do. But again, if you're not a sports fan, you come into the restaurant and you can have a nice meal with your family and so on. And you also have the sign out front that advertises. Oh yeah, talk about some of the specials. How do you come up with the ideas for that? Because I know that you've had broadcasts in here from Boston Sports, and you've got all kinds of special features. Who does that?
It's been an accumulation of different chefs and different ideas, and we're willing to try anything over the years. A lot of the staff comes in with recommendations. You know, again, it's you try to stay current with the menu, with the trends and whatever. We do have at Bradford Tavern, we just rolled out a paleo diet program, which has been very successful.
Paleo, so what's that?
That's the new form of a diet plan where it's more natural products and whatever, and it's because my daughter-in-law wanted to try it, and so we're trying it, so which is good. So we just stay current. That's the key, is to stay current. Our menu is huge to begin with, but again, yeah. I think it's a challenge to execute, and I think we do a pretty good job.
Okay, so any final thoughts, Ernie? And we appreciate your taking the time to talk with us today, but anything else you want to mention about any of the restaurants?
No, not really. I want to thank you guys for keeping high school football on the forefront. I can't tell you how much I think high school football is important to the kids today, and you guys are doing a fabulous job, so I thank you for that.
High praise, and we appreciate that. Thank you very much. That's Ernie Tremblay, who is the owner of the Sylvan Street Grill, in Peabody and Salisbury, and the Bradford Tavern in Raleigh. With MSO News Sports, along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore.